Iowa's best country, Kix 101.1, presents another Kix Cast with Malia Jean.
Welcome back and thanks for listening. And please share this podcast with anyone you would like to make sure gets this information. I'm going to be talking to some young ladies from South Hardin High School that are putting together a dress drive. And so could I have you ladies introduce yourselves one at a time and tell us what year you are at the school?
Hi, I'm Marissa Hansen and I'm a junior.
I'm Allie Bonin and I am also a junior.
Hello, I'm Megan Mitchell and I'm also a junior.
Okay, so tell me, how long has the South Hardin Dress Drive been going on? Is this the first year that you all are doing this?
This is the first year of us doing it, and it's only been going on for 2 weeks now.
Okay, so you just got this together when you contacted me and let me know about it.
Correct.
Awesome. Okay, so how did you come up with this idea, and who came up with it?
I, Marissa, came up with it. So I helped run a dress drive last year, and there is nothing like that in this area over here. In our school, at South Hardin, I thought it would be like a nice thing to open up and have for a community. Mm-hmm.
So did you move from another school?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay, so you were somewhere that had done this in the past. Well, first of all, I guess we should talk about, you know, what exactly you're doing. So let's start there. Tell me about the dress drive and what it's for and all the details there.
So our dress drive is to help collect dresses, not only prom dresses, but bridesmaid dresses, homecoming dresses, born of formal dresses for girls who can't help afford the like cost of prom and all the dances because they're expensive. So we started that, and then we're like, why don't we take like accessories, like shoes and jewelry and purses too? We also take donations and stuff for that. We started it because there was a lot of girls alone in school this year asking to borrow dresses from other people because they couldn't afford them because they're super expensive. So I'm like, oh, we have some dresses. I have some dresses. Why not donate them? And then I'm like, I'm just going to start a dress drive. And it kind of just got around. The word spread quickly, and we've just been getting lots of dress donations.
Well, I checked out your Facebook page because you do have one, the South Hardin Dress Drive on Facebook. And it does look like there were some comments there, some people who were very happy that you were able to meet them and pick up what they had to donate. So you guys are doing the whole shebang, the dress, the shoes, the earrings and necklaces and everything. Are you also taking donations for young men? I know it's a little different because usually boys rent tuxedos, but are you taking suits and stuff like that?
Yes, we actually had a lot of boys this year wear suits instead of tuxedos, and you couldn't really tell the difference.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of difference. that's cool. So then you have options for formal wear for young men, too. That's really great. So you're putting together an actual event, a big drive to collect these items. So tell us about where and when that is.
So this donation event is happening May 12th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it is at the South Hardin High School in Eldora, Iowa. So while we are open those 3 hours, we'll not only be taking dress donations, but we'll have the dresses that we have gotten so far just to show people, like, what we have. We would like to, like, put out there, we are in desperate need of clothing racks because we have so many dresses, they don't fit on the rack.
Wow. You've already collected that many dresses?
We have 57 as of right now.
Oh,
and we still have girls who have not dropped off their dresses.
That's a good problem to have, that you're getting more donations than you expected. I think that's pretty fantastic that people are willing to share what they have already used and give somebody else the opportunity to, you know, feel good about themselves when they go to something like this, because it's not easy if you don't have the money to keep up with everybody else. That's really great of you. I want you guys to know that. That's a really nice thing that you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, okay. So right now you have the one event that's coming up, the 3 hours where people can see what you've got and bring in their donations. Now, as far as where are you keeping the dresses and how do people get in touch with you if they need it? And is it only for your school or are you sharing to other students in other schools?
We are willing to share with students from other schools, and all of our dresses actually stay within inside the school building. So as the year gets closer to those dances, we'll have open houses where the girls can come in and get the dresses. But we also, if they are willing to meet us at the high school through and message us through Facebook, we're willing to take them up there and show them what we have.
Okay. That's really great. So then you have the opportunity to get it in enough time for your dances, and maybe it'll be easier on you all that you won't have a huge rush of everybody getting dresses right at the last minute, because that'll be a substantial amount of work. But that's great that you have a place to house them there at the school that you're willing to share with students in other schools in the area. And that honestly makes it even better that I'm able to talk to you all and share this information with our listeners, because, you know, you all are part of Kix Country, and so are the surrounding schools. So I'm super happy to get to talk to you guys and let you know, or let our listeners know, that this is an opportunity out there. I know that I had a couple of homemade formals when I was in high school. Didn't have a lot of money. I wore one thrift store dress to one of my proms, which honestly, it was the most fabulous dress I had. So I'm not complaining about that whatsoever. But I know that you have to kind of get creative if you don't have the resources to go out and buy the newest, bestest, flashiest thing out there. So that's really great. So would you say you're getting stuff that was just worn? Prom season is kind of wrapping up for this year, and I know that's what the timing of your dress drive is when it is. But are you already getting stuff that was just worn this last year?
Yes, we are, actually. A few girls from our school have already donated their dresses.
Cool.
And we actually had a very kind lady go out and buy dresses on sale at David's Bridal and donate them to us.
Wow, that's amazing. And let me ask you this. I'm a bigger person, and I've never been a skinny mini. So let me ask you about sizes. Do you have quite a variety of sizes? So I want to encourage.
Yes, we actually have a huge variety. We have sizes from 00 to the plus sizes.
Okay, that's awesome. That's good to know, because even if you don't have money and you're maybe a bigger person, they might be thinking, well, they're not going to have anything that fits me. So I definitely wanted to ask you that and make sure that people know that that's not going to necessarily be an obstacle for them to get something nice to wear to a dance. That's so great. I love that you guys are doing this. I just have to say it again.
And also, mm-hmm. Our sponsor, she alters all of the dresses, too, so we can make them fit, too.
What? That's amazing. Okay, and you're their sponsor. Go ahead and identify yourself, if you don't mind.
Yeah, my name is Annette Baker, and I've been teaching here for 34 years.
Oh, wow. So what do you teach normally?
I taught high school English, and now I've taken the instructional leader position, and so I'm not actually in the classroom anymore.
Oh, okay. So you're helping teachers teach.
Right.
That's cool. That's very cool. But you obviously have some other skills, sewing skills in particular, which are extremely valuable in this situation. That's fantastic. So you can make sure that those are fitting just right and looking right on the girls, because that's also a concern when you borrow something. If it doesn't fit you quite right, you're not going to feel at home in it. So
right. That's
nice.
Right. And when we say borrow, yes, they are borrowing it, but they're also free to just keep them as well.
Okay. Well, and if they know they have something else coming up, maybe that they would need it for, then that would be great. And then getting more use out of them. Is that something that you're open to, ladies? If somebody had a formal event that wasn't associated with the school, say if they wanted to enter a pageant but maybe didn't have the resources, would that be okay too?
Yes, that would be perfectly okay.
Awesome. Because I know I interviewed Miss Teen Iowa not too long ago. And she actually entered the contest, the pageant that she entered, to get qualified on a whim. 3 weeks before entering, she just wore some athletic wear that she had and wore her dress that she had from the previous prom. So I know that, sometimes those can be reused for that purpose. That's good to know as well. That's about it for the Kix Cast for today. I want to thank these very generous young ladies who are taking their own time to put together this event, to organize it, to make sure that all of the students in their school, whether they have a lot of money or not, feel included, feel a part of an important experience in young people's lives. I think that is a really fantastic thing. I know you've heard me say it a couple of times already in this KixCast, but it's important to recognize them and that generosity. That's on a level that's very adult and very cool. So very kudos to them, to their sponsor, Annette, and to everybody who is donating to this. So if you have not gone to their Facebook page, it's South Harden Dress Drive on Facebook. And you can find it also through the post that I'm going to put on KixWeb.com and at Iowa's Best Country Kix 101.1 on Facebook. So you'll be able to find them if you are so inclined. And if you happen to have some formal wear hanging around collecting dust, hopefully it's in a bag, but you know what I mean, then definitely get a hold of them. Make use of it. Make it available to somebody. And I especially encourage you, if you are one of those off sizes, most definitely in the plus size range, please donate that formal wear. It's extremely difficult for bigger girls to find a dress that fits, period, let alone if you don't have any money to spend on it. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But thank you very much for listening. Please share this KixCast and let people know all about the wonderful things that these young people are doing. Thanks a lot. Talk to you next time.
Remember, wherever you're listening, you're hearing Iowa's Best Country, Kix 101.1.